Yeah, I did think of that, but I think a recirculation pump that's running constant, basically a submersible, I think is cheaper than running the heat, basically, because, I mean, on a stock tank pump, you're having to generate the heat. With a circulation pump, the water movement is just like a river. With the water moving, it won't freeze. Well, unless you're in Alaska, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that. I thought I'd suggest that, but, it'll at least last for a while until it gets extremely cold. Then it'll start freezing up, but very rare you ever get that here.
Right. Well, the pond definitely freezes up, so I don't know. We're going to look at both of them. We'll try. The recirculation pump didn't cost hardly anything. They're not that much for, you know, like a, I don't know, it's a 75 gallons, 100 gallon pond. So it doesn't cost that much for a recirculation pump. If it can't keep up with it, then, yeah, we'll probably think about going to a stock tank heater. I know we used to use them in the San Joaquin Valley in the wintertime. Why they had them in there, I really don't know, because we never really got that kind of freezing temperatures there, only once in a great while.
Yeah, maybe they wanted the animals to have a little warm water.